So today, the title of my message is, Who Should We Obey? You know, I remember, you know, when Delon and I weren't serving the Lord, when we were doing our own thing, we would come to church, but we weren't really, I wasn't engaging as a husband, as a dad, as a man of God in my home, and I was doing my thing. I was working hard and going fishing whenever I wanted to, and just doing my thing. But when the Spirit of God got a hold of me and filled me and transformed my life, I mean, my whole being woke up to the point that I wanted to lead my family. And when I woke up spiritually, it's like, you know, because, you know, the first 7 years of our marriage, I hardly talked about anything. You know, I was quiet. Delonda would tell me her opinions on things, and I wouldn't say yay or nay, or like, you're crazy, or, you know, but I would just go along with, and then, you know, when my spirit woke up, I started commenting about everything, you know, and, but my kids, you know, as I started just engaging more with my family and my kids when they were little there, I would start telling them what to do, and they'd look at me, and then they'd look at Mom. Do we listen to this guy? And Delonda would be like, you better listen to him, you know, and she was so gracious about giving me the authority back in the house that I had given up for a few years. But it just reminded me of my message today, who should we obey? My kids would look at Delonda like, really? What he says? And whether she agreed or not, she'd say yes. And she said, I don't want to lead this family, I want you to lead. And we need to obey, amen? Obey the Lord. So today we're going to read out of Acts chapter 4, verses 13 through 22. And so if you stand with me and we'll read the word. It says, the name of Jesus forbidden. Now when John saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who they healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what he had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing had been performed. So dear Heavenly Father, as we come into this time of your word, let your word speak to our hearts, our inner man today. Father, that we would just be filled so much with you, that you would be in control, that, Lord, your love would be poured out in us and through us, Father, and that we would be obedient to your word. We give you praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, the election is just a few weeks away. I've been thinking about, you know, because it's on November 8th. We vote on November 8th. I leave for Pakistan and India on November 9th. So I'm like, wow, this is going to be an exciting time to leave town. Hallelujah. So, but I always put it in the Lord's hands. If he gives me the visas, I'm on the road. But there's so much talk going on and so much junk going back and forth, as Pastor Jesse said, you know, so much. And Pastor Jesse and I did not confer notes before he came up and shared. But after the debates, if you've watched any of the debates, and You know, the next day they give you a list of the lies that were told, and they give you, you know, it's so funny, they say, well, that was a lie, and then then you got people popping up YouTube videos online that saying, this is what they really are like, this is what they really said, this is what they said when they said they couldn't remember, this is what really happened. I mean, it's just craziness that's going on right now. Even the people in the church are talking bad against each other. Well, I can't believe people would vote for this person. Or I can't believe it may be the very person you're sitting next to. You got it. You got to remember, we serve the God of love, amen? The merciful God. And we need to love one another, amen? We can't throw that out in word and deed, amen? We can't bash people. Especially your brothers and sisters in the Lord, amen. You may not like Hillary, you may not like Trump, who cares? But one thing I'm going to tell you right now is you got to love your brother. Just this side like that. I'm going to talk over here for a bit. But a lot is coming down in the days ahead. As I told you last Sunday, I was in two meetings 2 weeks ago, and in the first meeting, this lady spoke out in tongues, and then she interpreted it, and she said, there's terror coming. There is terror coming, and that God was going to sustain his people. And I listened to that, and I thought, was that for her? Was that for an individual in the congregation? Or was that a corporate word, that there's terror coming? And then Pastor Dave had a birthday party, and his sister gave a prophetic word and said there's terror coming, but that God was going to give a double anointing to pastors to be able to shepherd the people through it. So, yeah, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap. So what I'm getting, there are things coming, and I've heard so many prophetic words about things that are going to happen that it's not good. But one thing I do know, that come this election time, come January, whatever happens, there is going to be change in America. Things are changing right now. Things are going probably ways that the church is not going to be real happy with. I mean, that's already been happening. I mean, when they said the same-sex marriage thing, it's like, you know, I don't like that. You know, even when our city council voted to put in breweries on the 6th and Main Street here, I emailed them. I said, I'm not happy about that. And they said, why? I said, number one, they don't serve food. Number two, we got enough problem with people drinking and driving, and you're just going to open up these breweries in our city where more people can get drunk in our main city. I said, that's going to help us a lot. And they said, well, it's going to bring more income to the city, and we're okay with it. And they passed it. So, I mean, right here, just in our local city, there's things going on. That people, the decisions that are being made that you probably don't even know about. There's things happening all the time. So, you know, there's change coming to America. We could very well be the generation that sees the coming of the Lord. Are you ready? If Jesus come right now, are you one of the five wise virgins, or are you one of the five foolish virgins? Like Amanda said, everybody can have a Bible. It's on your phone today if you want. But is this what you live by? Is this the dictator for your life? Is this how you're living your life? You open it and read it and say, this is what I'm going to do. Because that's what matters. But no matter who gets elected, things are changing. And as things change, we're going to be in the position to decide whom we're going to serve. Are you going to serve God, or are you going to serve man? Are you going to go along with the world's way of doing things, or are you going to go along with God's way of doing things? Because you're going to be put in that decision. And Peter said this, and it brings up a great question. Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot speak the things we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when I look at this and I look at the Word, what do we as Christians have to be worried about? Do we serve King Jesus? Amen? Isn't he the one that's going to determine our future? It's not Trump, it's not Clinton, amen, or any other name on the ballot. No one, none of those people can save you. It is Jesus, the name of Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. He is the King, amen. Whoever they put in the White House is not going to control what Jesus does, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. I look at China, man, I look at China, what is happening there. The millions and millions of people being saved in China. They have 1.3 billion people, and they probably have more Christians in China than there are in America today. And they're persecuted. Everything they do is against the law. This, in China, they would love this, but, you know, it would bring the law, it'd bring the bulldozers, it'd bring, you know, the police, and this building would be knocked down, and people would be arrested, and it'd be crazy. But Jesus is our provider, amen? You know, I don't vote according to who's going to get me a job. I vote according to who's closest to this. Who's going to sanctify life? I'm not looking for a job. We have jobs, amen? Is there anybody here that doesn't have a job? You need a job? Jackie, you don't need a job. I was going to say, see Rick, he'll put you to work. There's so many job opportunities out there. If you see our side yard here, there's a big mound of dirt. Charlie and I dug a big hole this week, and when I couldn't get to the bottom of it, I had to call a plumber, and he dug a bigger hole this week, and one of our main water pipes split, and when we finally got all the dirt off, it was just squirting like crazy. And you know, how do you find know that you got a split? The ground was really wet. It was like, wow, I wonder where this water's coming from. But Jesus is our provider, amen? He provides. He's our healer. He is our healer. Let me try. He is our healer. Amen. Come on now. He is our protector, amen? He protects us. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows the number of our days. He is King Jesus, amen. He is the author, the finisher of our faith. He wrote the book of life where our name is in if you're born again today. He is, he was, and he will always be, amen. He is King Jesus. He beat death. He beat hell. He beat the enemy of our soul. His intent is to give us life. In life more abundantly, he is King Jesus. We don't have to worry. He's got it. Hallelujah. So who are we going to listen to? Who we listen to is who has the control in your life. Why don't we make that number one today? Who is in control? Who is in control of your life? America has been a very prosperous nation. It's amazing advancements that have come. I'm sure we could sit down and talk to Pastor Dave in his last 80 years, and he could tell us some stories of advancements. I mean, there's a number of you that can probably tell us, sister over here, the TV coming alive. I mean, all that stuff that you saw. Al, you saw all this. RL, you're going to be 80 also, aren't you? Yeah, so we got a lot of saints in here that have seen the transformation of America come. But one of the things that I am confident in is that because America had the freedom of religion and the ability to worship Jesus as much as we want, We could have church every day if we want. We could do this every day. If you guys would come, we would do it every day. Just worship the Lord, praise Him. But because we do that and we send out missionaries, we send out billions of dollars a year for missions to reach the lost in the world today. Because we've done that, because we continue to do that, I believe that God has protected America, that God has kept us from being destroyed, and God has always had a plan for the moving of the gospel of the kingdom around the world, and He's used America to do a majority of that. We have sent more missionaries, sent more money than any country in the world to see the coming of the Lord, to see the kingdom of God, because we believe that when every ear is heard, the kingdom of God, that the end shall come, that Jesus will come. So we need to keep sending. We need to keep going. And that's why I keep going. Somebody told me one day, they said, "Hey, Pastor Ron, maybe we ought to partner up. Maybe we ought to go where nobody else will go." And I looked at him, I smiled, I said, "I already do that." And he said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "But if you want to come with me, I'm good with that. It's fun traveling with people." Pastor Jesse and I, our last trip was just an incredible time together. Pastor Otto and I, when we went to Peru in the summer, we had a blast together because we see God moving and people getting saved. And there are mighty moves of God going on around many parts of the world today because America has sent people out. South America, Africa, Asia are on fire for Jesus right now. God is moving so powerfully in the nations. Outside of America, God, because I believe we've sent people, we've sent money, we've trained pastors in other countries. I was going to teach a class in college on the history of missions, and as I studied it, one of the things that come to light is that the doctrine of the world is going to be shaped in the years to come by South America, Africa, and Asia. Because that's where God's moving the most. They are having such moves of God that they're coming alive and things are being revealed to them out of the kingdom. That they're going to be shaping us, the theology, even more. But I ask you this question. Let's just bring it home real close. Who's in control of you? You know, when I look at this passage and what is happening, you know, I know the government's trying to take control of everything, but we have the Bible. We have the Bible. Basic instruction before leaving Earth. We have the Bible, amen? That's what it is. Basic instruction before leaving Earth. And we should know what is the good and acceptable will of God, amen? Who is in control of your life? Is it Jesus? Amen. Is it yourself? Or is it the devil? See, because you're going to reveal it one way or another. You're either going to reveal Jesus in your life, or you're going to reveal yourself, or you're going to reveal the devil in your life. It's going to be revealed. You can't hide who you serve. It just shows who's in control. It's either the Lord, self, or the devil is in control of your life. And who has the control is who you're obedient to. And who you're obedient to is who you're submitted to. And it becomes evident. James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So, you know, I'd like to think that, okay, we came to church on Sunday, it's all good. Now, the devil's not going to bug me no more. It usually doesn't work that way. It's, I spend my life submitting to Jesus. I'm before the Lord. I'm worshiping. I'm praying. I'm seeking His face on a daily basis. I submit to God. And as I'm submitting to God, it becomes natural to resist the devil. It becomes natural to us to not do the things the enemy's trying to plant in you. So, but I have to stay submitted to God, because when we stop submitting to God, when we stop worshiping, when we stop praying and seeking His face, then we get entertained by the enemy. And when he entertains us, our guard goes down and we stop resisting what he's doing. See, because the enemy knows this, and he'll paint good pictures of you. As I said last Sunday, sin is fun for a moment. You know, but what the enemy does is when we're submitting to God, What he does is he tries to paint pictures of good things to get your attention off of God. Or he even has some bad things thrown at you so you get your attention off of God and on those things. Because the devil knows this, because the last part of that scripture says, and he will flee from you. So the idea is that we submit to God, we stay submitted to God, the devil knows it, and so because we're submitting to God and we're not doing what the devil's throwing at us, we're casting down those thoughts, we're casting down those imaginations, we're not giving the enemy any control over our life, he gets freaked out because he knows that he's going to have to go. See, but it doesn't happen on a Sunday, just one time. Oh, I went to church, I'll be good. I won't do drugs no more, I won't drink no more, I won't swear no more, I won't run around no more, I'm going to be good. I went to church this Sunday. It doesn't work that easy, okay? You got to stay here on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. On Thursday, not in the church, but before the Lord, amen, submitted to King Jesus. We can't get on the fence with this. You can't submit to God on Sunday, let self rule Monday through Thursday, and then let the devil rule on Friday and Saturday, and then come back and submit to God and think we're okay. What if he came on Friday? Would your oil be empty? He's probably not going to come on a Sunday. I mean, it'd be great. We're all in church. And I'd like to say we're all gone, but I don't think we're all going to go. Just by the analogy you read to us out of the Word of God today, maybe 50%. If you read the about the soils in the Bible, only 25%. You know, there's many talks about, you know, two will be working in the field, one will go, one will stay. Two will lie down together, one will go, one will stay. I mean, it's always like in that 50% range, and I'm like, Lord, are you talking about the church, Lord? Only 50% of the church is going to make it? Is only 50% of the church sold out? Is that where this is heading? The most powerful verse in what we read today to me was verse 13. It said, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Let's make that number two today. Number two question. Can people accuse you of being with Jesus? Do people say, oh, here comes Delonda. You better clean up your language. You better stop talking that way. You better, you know, because she serves the Lord. You know, at this time, Peter and John had just been filled with the Holy Spirit. They all began to speak in tongues in that upper room. They preach in the temple. 3,500 people come to Jesus. They baptize him right there in the pools there. The next day they get up, and as you know, their custom was to go to the temple. And so when they went to the temple, there's this guy that he's 40 years old. 40 years old. He was born lame in his legs. He'd been sick. They would put him at this gate every day for 40 years to beg for alms, to support himself. So everybody knew who he was. He was always there. And so when Peter and John go by, he says, alms, alms, alms. And Peter stops and he says, look at me. He says, do I look like I have any money? But what I do have, I'm going to give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he extended his hand and he pulled that man up. And that man, the Word of God says, walking and leaping, he was praising God. So this leads into what's happening here right now. That this man just got up and he's running now. And people are so excited because they've seen this man for 40 years. They're like, wow, he is up and running. What an incredible thing. But the priests were not real happy with it. You know, when you can't do something and somebody else and you've been doing it all your life and you don't do it really well, and somebody else comes along and they're new at it and they do it better than you, you know, you tend to shun them. Well, that was the priest. They're born into the priesthood. They've been priests in the priesthood all their life. They've been trained all their life to be priests. And you got these uneducated, untrained men that come and do this amazing miracle. Now they're like, no, that's not right. And they did it at their house. Like, now you're just making us look bad. So, you know, that the world's idea is that they were untrained and uneducated, but they had spent 3 years with Jesus. You know, and they're thinking, how can we punish them for doing such a wonderful miracle, for doing something that we can't do? Do people accuse you of being with Jesus? Is it so evident? And what made it evident for them was, number three, they spoke the things which they had seen and heard. They spoke what they were used to doing, you know? They hung out with Jesus. Jesus was the guy. And we have access to everything that he said that mattered. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here if it didn't matter. It's all in red, you know? And he wrote it out, and we can have it today. We can read it, and we can study out all the words of Jesus, what Jesus said, and the words by the Holy Spirit that are spoken to us. We have access to it today. It's not hidden from us, amen? We can come in and go out. We can have all this in our lives. We can share about Jesus. We can share about his attributes. We can share about his way of doing things. Amen. He came to save, not to condemn. Amen. He came to heal, not to kill. He came to serve and not be served. There's no entitlement with Jesus. That's what he's asking us today, to walk in what we know to be true by the Word of God. Not how we feel, not what we think, but what we know to be true by the Word of God. That's where he wants us to be. That will keep us from getting moved off track. That's what will keep us submitted to the King of Glory, is if we walk in the truth of what we know from the Word of God. And when the government crosses the line and tries to usurp the authority of the Word of God, that's when we got to make a stand and say, no, I'm not going for that. Lonnie keeps telling me, I don't want you to go to prison, Ron. I'm like, well, who knows where this is going, but who cares? Jesus has it. We can't be afraid. As I've been telling you, there's going to be a line in the sand. But their faith and our faith should always move us closer to Jesus. Amen. It should move us towards his throne. It should give him the control of over our lives. In John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, how many of you believe in Jesus? The works that he did, you shall do also. Greater works than these shall you do. I remember I went through a stint in my life where the Lord would only speak one word to me. And the word was this, believe. I was on fire for Jesus, man. I was just ablaze with the Lord. And all he would say to me is believe. And finally, I went to another service one night, and I said, God, you got to tell me a little bit more than believe. Because I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm Ron King. I believe. And he said this to me. He said, believe the works that I did, you should do greater. I started crying, and this is what I did. This is what I said. I said, Father, help my unbelief. Because how many of you, I mean, not just whimsically could say yes, but you really think you're doing the things that Jesus did? Because when you look at what Jesus did, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, amen? He spoke life into people, he forgave sins. He was incredible. He just, people would touch him and they'd be healed. Are we even getting close to being like Jesus? Are we getting close to seeing the miracles and the signs and the wonders? Not just in church, but where you go. Because a believer looks like Jesus. A believer's doing what Jesus did, not doing the things of the world. The things of the world will catch up with you, and you will be without oil in the lamp. That's where the world will take you. But if you're caught up with Jesus, man, I'm telling you, there is nothing greater than seeing miracles manifested before your eyes. Is there anybody here today, you got a problem with your right eye? Anybody here, your right eye, you know your right eye, those all right there in a row. Anybody else? Over here, your right eye? Okay. Why don't you stand right now? I believe the Lord wants to touch you today. Your right eye. Somebody get around him right now. Yeah, get around him. Lay hands on him. Let's believe with him right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the Lord God, our healer. And I pray right now for those eyes to become clear. I pray for all cataracts to be gone. I pray for all fuzziness in sight to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the blood will flow the way it's designed in that eye. I pray even against pink eye in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, that you would touch and you would heal those eyes right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That all pain would go. All pain would go right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Clarity, clarity, clarity in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us know what happened. Somebody with your left knee. You got a left knee. Stand up. You got a left knee issue. Just stand up. These are things the Lord's been telling me. Left knee. In the name of Jesus. Somebody get around them right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our brothers and sisters right here. Somebody get on my sister there. There. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the release of the healing power of the blood of Jesus on those left knees right now. That, Father, that you would cause every cartilage, every, Lord, the kneecap, every muscle, tissue, and sinew, Father God, to come into alignment with your word right now. Just begin to move that knee. Just begin to move that leg and begin to exercise it right now. I believe God's touching you. Just by faith, step out and just start exercising it right now, because God wants to heal you right now with that. Just move your leg. Come on, move your leg. Move your leg. See if that pain's just going away in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it right now. We thank you, Lord. You're our healer. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. How's it doing, Charlie? It's good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us know what God does. Amen. We want to hear the testimony. We want to give praise. Amen. God is touching you right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it flow, God. Let it flow. Let it flow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, those were the only things he told me specifically. Except he said right toe. Right toe. Is that your right toe, Rick? Come on. He told me right toe. I go, oh, Rick. So why don't you stand, Rick? Can you stand? He busted his toe up. So anybody else? But he told me specifically right toe. And then I went, Rick. Usually I don't know. But I said, Rick, anybody else got a right toe issue? A right toe. Father, somebody get on Mike back there. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you are a healer. I lift up my brothers to you right now. I pray for their toes to be made whole today in Jesus' name. That pain would flee from them. Father, that you would just touch right now in the name of Jesus. Let the bruising, the swelling go. Let the healing power of the blood of Jesus flow through their bodies in Jesus' name. Yeah, let it just go in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I'm also getting, what's that stuff you got that on the bottom of your feet when you got a numbness or you got that, I don't want to want to say atrophy or whatever, but what's it called? Neuropathy. Yeah, yeah. If you got that going on right now, please stand, because I know the Lord wants to touch you right now. If you got neuropathy in your feet, okay, amen. Right here, one brother. Anybody else? You got that in the bottom of your feet? It's nothing to be ashamed of, man. It's just, you know, we just want to come into agreement. God, our healer. So, Father, we lift up our brother Scott to you right now. We lift up, Father God, everyone that's standing for this neuropathy in the name of Jesus, that pain would flee from their bodies in Jesus' name. That, Lord, that you would cause the blood to be made whole, Father God, and sugar levels to come into a right standing, Father. And, Lord, that you would do a supernatural work, Lord, in kidneys, livers, everything, Father God, to cause the blood to be cleansed the way it needs to be. Father, you are the healer, and I speak healing over the people of God today. Let it flow. Let it flow into Al, Father God. Let it flow in the name of Jesus. Let it flow in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. We're filming, we're projecting this live, and somebody texted in right now that their left knee was healed right now. And we just, you know, hallelujah. If you got that neuropathy, just claim that healing right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm just calling out things that are coming to my spirit right now, because that's what we're supposed to do, amen? We're supposed to move and be just like Jesus did, and that's what Jesus did. He said the woman with the issue of blood, and maybe you don't, you know, if you got an issue in your ladies' bodies, you know. It's okay that we laugh. I think we need a little joy, but I don't want to embarrass anybody, but if you got a female issue right now, please stand, because I believe the Lord wants to touch you right now. Please, if you're not, you know, if you can, if you're not, you know, God wants to touch you, so I just stand if I was you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Lord, we just stand with the woman of God there. And we pray, Father God, that you bring everything to alignment. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, that the issue would be lifted off of her in the name of Jesus. And you just touch her right now. In Jesus' name, let it flow, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Let it flow, God. Bring her body into alignment with your word, Father. Be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Arthritis in your hands. Anybody got arthritis in your hands? Just stand up if you got arthritis in your hands. Yay, hallelujah, Father. Lord, you are a healer. You are a healer. You are a healer. And I pray, Father God, that, Lord, that whatever's causing that arthritis in the hand to be removed in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, the tissue and the joints would be healed in Jesus' name, that the blood would flow the way it's designed in the hands, that the pain would flee in Jesus' name, that you bring the healing power of the blood to the hands today in the name of Jesus, that it would just flow from your throne, Father, and you touch them today in the name of the Lord. And, Lord, that it would just, they'd not get stuck. Is there anybody, your hand's been getting stuck? Your hand's been getting stuck. In the name of Jesus, no more. 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 It shall not get stuck anymore in the name of Jesus. You're being freed right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it flow, God. Let it flow right now. Let that healing just flow through the hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, everybody just say, we receive. We just receive it, Lord, today. The healing power of the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Let it just flow over us today, God. that the people be made whole in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Father, even the things that we've not called out today, Lord, we believe that you're our healer across the board. And so I pray right now, Lord, that everybody that is in need today physically be healed in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yasori andare di di di. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, we want to know what God's doing. So please, please, you know, write it down on the paper, put it in the offering box, or call us this week. Let us know that Jesus is at work in you, what he's doing in your body, the victory that you have today in him. Amen? Amen. Share it with us so we can testify of how great God is. Amen. Because he is great. He is King Jesus. Hallelujah. But it said, I say to you, he who believes in me. And we would say that we believe in Jesus. And the belief, the word means to have faith in. To entrust. To put our spiritual well-being in, to believe, to commit to put trust in, to put trust with. That's what it means to believe. We put our trust in Jesus and we believe. Amen? And it goes from there. It's wholly being obedient to him. It's committing to him wholly so you do the things that he does. Not that we want to do, but what he wants. Amen? So, who do you obey? Amen. Is it God or man? Who has the control of your life? Is it self? Is it Satan? Is it Jesus? I'm not talking today about going to heaven. Yeah, I'm not talking about questioning whether you're going to heaven or not. I'm questioning whom you're serving with your whole heart. I'm questioning who is in control of your life today. Is it self, Satan, or Jesus? King Jesus. Open up your spirit. Let the Holy Spirit just come right now. Let him just touch to you and begin to speak to you. Let him speak to you about who is ruling in your life. Let him just speak to you right now, who's got control. Let the Holy Spirit just minister to you. Just speak to us, Holy Spirit. There's some of you here today that the Lord would say, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. And this is where you need me. You need me in your weaknesses, not in your strengths. It's from the Lord today. Hallelujah. I hope you can just be honest right now. How many of you know you got some self that's ruling today? You know there's some self involved in what you're doing. Yeah. I think we could all raise our hand on that. Maybe you even got the devil who's got a hold on you in an area of your life. The devil's just got something on you and you know he's got something on you. Just raise your hand right now if you know the devil's got a hold in an area. Okay. Okay. Well, praise God for your honesty. And how many of you today would say, I'm ready to just go all in with Jesus. I'm ready to just move forward with Jesus. I'm ready just to surrender all to Jesus. If that's you today, just stand to your feet right now. It doesn't matter what we did yesterday, where we've been, it's where we're going today. Are we moving forward with Jesus? Are we giving him control today? Are we saying, yes, Lord, you control? And are we giving up our own self-control today in the name of Jesus? If that's you, just stand to your feet. You're giving up control and you're saying, Jesus, I'm giving you control. Father, you see every person here today standing on their feet. And I pray right now, Father, for the power of God to fill us, that, Lord, that you would strengthen us and encourage us and build us up in our faith, that, Lord, those things of self that we need to let go of, I pray that by the working of the Holy Spirit, they would be a thing of the past in our lives, that, Lord, that we can cast them down and release them, Father, that we not entertain them anymore, that, Lord, that we get so filled with you that we don't have time for self, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, strongholds that the enemy's built up, Lord, we pray them down today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we choose to put on the garment of praise. Lord, to praise you and exalt you, that the enemy have no hold on us. Just lift your hands and just begin to praise the Lord today. We just choose to praise you, Jesus. You are King Jesus. You are our Lord and Savior, and the devil shall not have a hold on us in any area of our lives. We praise you today, Jesus, that, Lord, that you're casting down alcohol and addiction today in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, addiction would be gone in the name of Jesus. Lord, addiction to pornography being broken right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just cast it down. Addiction to cigarettes, Lord, we just cast it down. Addiction to drugs, we throw it down today in the name of Jesus. That shall not have any part. The enemy shall not be in control in the name of Jesus. But Jesus, we submit our control to you. King Jesus. Everybody say it. King Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you today for moving in our lives. Lord, that you be in control. We trust you, Lord. We trust you. So, Father, I pray that as we go our way today, that we'd allow you to control our decisions. We would be submitted to you. And, Lord, that you'd be provider, healer, and protector for every person here. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Let's give the Lord a big clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.